sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Trump is teasing a major announcement today on autism and its causes.
There's obviously there was something really wrong, and we think we know what that is. I think it's going to be one of the most important news conferences I'll ever have, and I look so forward to it.
Washington Post says the administration will tie autism to pregnant women who take Tylenol. That's something leading doctors' organizations have disputed. CBS News medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder.
The best recent study looked at 2.5 million kids from Sweden. They used sibling comparisons to factor out genetic factors and other factors, and they found no increase in risk in autism, ADHD, or other intellectual disabilities.
The president spoke at a memorial for conservative activist Charlie Kirk before a packed crowd at State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona. Kirk's widow, Erica, vowed to carry out her husband's mission and said she has forgiven his assassin.
The answer to hate is not hate. The answer we know from the gospel is love and always love.
During his tribute, President Trump said he hates his political opponents. The Israel-Hamas war will take center stage when world leaders meet at the UN General Assembly in New York. That starts today. Linda Gradstein reports from Jerusalem.
The U.S. and Israel will both boycott the summit, according to Israel's UN ambassador, Danny Danone, who said the event is not helpful and is rewarding terrorism. He spoke after the U.K., Canada, Portugal and Australia all announced on Sunday that they formally recognize a state of Palestine, with six more countries set to follow Monday.
There's talk President Trump could broker a deal to limit North Korea's nuclear weapons.
On Sunday, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un said he'd be willing to negotiate with President Trump, but only if the U.S. drops its demand that the North denuclearize. Now, South Korean President Lee Jae-myung, speaking through an interpreter, has said that if Trump could get Kim to agree to a temporary freeze of his nuclear weapon production.
As an emergency interim measure, yes, I can agree to that.
Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
A new risk assessment by the Carnegie Endowment finds the world is at a major inflection point when it comes to slowing the spread of nuclear weapons. CBS News military consultant Jeff McCausland.
We measure our concerns about the devastation of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. We have to always keep in mind that those, in comparison to the weapons available today, were really tiny.
He says the possibility of a conflict escalating to the use of nukes is very, very close. Dow futures down 200. This is CBS News.
Presented by T-Mobile. It's better over here. See how at T-Mobile.com/magenta status. That's T-Mobile.com/magenta status.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems, the best in the Midwest. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine County was the focus, but Kenosha County is still part of the Microsoft plan. Last week, the tech company announced they're investing now $7 billion in their new massive data center in Mount Pleasant. The company earlier this year bought land along I-94 in Kenosha County, and officials say that project is still happening. A 52-year-old Racine man is charged with attempted homicide after a shooting last week. Police say Renard Vincent Riley fired a rifle at close range, injuring a man near 12th and Schiller. He is in custody. Among the charges is being a felon in possession of a firearm. Speculation is growing that Congressman Tom Tiffany may run for governor. A flyer promoting a special event in Wausau has fueled that talk, though Tiffany has not confirmed. That event is Wednesday. Faith leaders and community groups marched outside Naval Station Great Lakes this weekend to protest ICE operations in Illinois. Protesters called federal actions intimidation. Homeland Security officials said arrests are focused on public safety. And Brewers playoff tickets go on sale tomorrow morning. The team has clinched the NL Central for the third year in a row and will open the division series October 4th. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers do it again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers are divisional champs of the NL Central. Although they lost yesterday 5-1 to the Cards, the Reds swept the Cubs, so Milwaukee, divisional champs for a third year in a row. Manager Pat Murphy.
Well, this team finds a way. They're resilient, and they're guys that have a special it factor.
NFL. The Packers shocked by the Browns, losing 13-10 on a walk-off field goal by Cleveland. Defensive end Micah Parsons.
Man, it's like a movie sometimes how football works. I just think towards the end of the game, they play better than us, and we got to play all four quarters of football.
College football, the Badgers losing at home to Maryland Saturday, 27-10, and now headed into the bye.
We've got a challenge. I felt like the culture of this team and the things that we did in the offseason and in fall camp was something that was a lot stronger than what we have had. We're going to find out how strong it is. That's where we're going to have to go because this thing doesn't get any easier.
That's head coach Luke Fickell with Sports on Mike Clemens.
The cold weather will be here before you know it. Don't wait until frost and ice put your concrete plans on hold. Let the experts at Conventional Concrete Systems make your concrete great again. Sidewalks, patios, driveways with unmatched skill, precision, and a finish built to last. Trust CCS, the best in the Midwest, because your home deserves nothing less than solid craftsmanship. Find them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 today before the weather turns bitter cold. In loving memory of Don Halber.
Today's writing forecast is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at hoglawyer.com. If you like to ride, this is some of the most enjoyable weather of the year. The temps are cooler and the scenery is just about as beautiful as it gets. But make sure that you keep your focus on the road ahead because a motorcycle accident can happen in a split second. And if you should ever be the unfortunate victim of any type of accident, phone the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer at 888-999-6644. He's definitely the guy you want on your side. Call or visit him today at hoglawyer.com.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Might want to pack along the umbrella just in case, as there is a chance of an isolated shower or a thunderstorm this afternoon. Otherwise, a mix of clouds and sun with highs in the mid-70s. A few showers and thunderstorms around tonight, a mild night with low temps in the lower 60s. Right now, it's...
And here we go with another multi-state keyword that could win you $200 at the end of the day and jewelry and qualify you for green and gold tickets to see them play Purple People. And we'll leave it at that, okay? The keyword this hour is coin, C-O-I-N. Text that off to us now. Best if you use the Civic Media app because that just simplifies everything. But you have only until 10 o'clock to get this keyword to us. It goes quiet after that. It doesn't work after that, okay? So good luck getting it to us. It's C-O-I-N, coin, the multi-state keyword this hour from WRJN. So the question is, where can you get the Civic Media app to use for the Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest? At civicmedia.us, at WRJN.com, and your favorite app store.
Park to Pershing Park. Local news and timeless hits.
Sugar and spice. So nice, so nice, that I got. Yes, I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would. So good, so good. But I got you. So good, so good. But I got you.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. Good morning, I'm Dan Marcus. It's Monday, and the Packers lost. And the Badgers lost. But the Brewers, That's a whole different story. We'll get into that in a bit on WRJN.
Get ready for a night of pure funk and soul. The Genesee Theater presents a legendary double bill you won't want to miss. That's right. It's the horn-driven sound of Power of Power and the iconic funk of War live on stage. Hear all the hits from Soul with a capital S to Why Can't We Be Friends. It's a powerhouse performance of classic funk, R&B, and soul. Don't wait. Power of Power and War at the Genesee Theater. Saturday, November 1st. Get your tickets now at the Genesee Theater box office or online at Ticketmaster.com.
This is the most beautiful season of the year, but once those leaves start falling and filling up your yard and gutters, things suddenly aren't so pretty anymore. And that's when it's time to call the pros at Get Her Done. They're fully insured and family-owned and operated for over 20 years. And they do the work that you hate to do yourself. Tree trimming and removal, fall cleanup, gutter cleaning, you name it. When it's time to get it done, phone Get Her Done at 262-220-2555. That's 262-220-2555.
Ready to love your space or build a new one? Royal Construction can make it happen. From custom new home builds to stunning kitchen and bathroom remodels, decks, siding, masonry, and more. Specializing in concrete and beautiful stamp designs to give your home that extra touch of style and durability. Fully licensed, insured, and committed to quality work that lasts. Big project or small, they bring visions to life on time and on budget. Call Royal Construction today, 414-295-1794, or visit their Facebook page. Build something amazing together.
You want something fresh. How about signature subs and chef salads from Lee's Deli? Just the way you like them. At Elite Mini Market, Taylor Mart, Kinsey Corner, and now inside Workforce Development, 1717 Taylor Avenue. Or swing by the shop on Washington for even more mouthwatering options, like giant party subs perfect for your next luncheon or tailgate. Ordering's easy with the Lee's Deli mobile app. More reward points mean more perks. Lee's Deli, for over 50 years serving Racine one meal at a time.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on WRJN. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us. Our goal for the green and gold sponsors are Royal Construction, Building Dreams Together, and Vessel Services, roofing repairs and replacements that restore peace of mind.
The shark, babe, has such teeth, dear, and it shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife has old Maggie, babe, and it keeps it out of sight. You know when that shark bites with his teeth, babe, scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves, though, wears old Maggie Heath, babe. So there's never, never a trace of red. Now on the sidewalk, ooh, Sunday morning, lies a body just oozing life. Get someone sneaking round the corner. Could that someone be Mac the Knife? There's a tugboat down by the river, don't you know, where a cement bag just drooping on down. Oh, that cement is just, it's there for the weight, dear. I will get you 10 old Mackies back in town. Don't you hear about Louis Miller? He disappeared, babe, after drawing out all his hard-earned cash. And now Maggie spins just like a sailor. Could it be our boy's done something rash? Yes, Suki Tawdry, ooh, Miss Lottie Linya, and old Lucy Brown. Oh, the line forms on the right, babe, but now that Maggie's back in town. I said, Jenny Diver, oh, Suki Tawdry, look out to Miss Lottie Linya. Yes, that line forms on the right, babe. Not that Maggie's back in town. Look out, old Maggie's back.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN.
Come walking up. the girls out of sight, yeah. Said she loved me, yes, yes, she does. Gonna show me tonight, yeah. She got the way to move me, Jerry.
She got the way to move me. She got the way to move me,
Jerry, baby.
She got the way to move me.
All right. Tell your mama, girl, I can't stay long. We got things we gotta catch up on.
News, timeless hits, WRJN with Dan Marcus guiding you through your Monday. Along with Stuart J. Waddles, he's in the WRJN Radio Park newsroom with this update.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A Racine man is charged with attempted homicide after a shooting last week near 12th and Schiller. 52-year-old Renard Vincent Riley is accused of firing a rifle at close range, injuring another man in the abdomen. The victim did survive and is recovering in the hospital. Riley also faces charges of being a felon with a firearm, bail jumping, and obstruction. Naval Station Great Lakes had some protesters near its front gate over the weekend. Faith leaders and community groups held what they call an interfaith prayer march moving down Sheridan Road before rallying outside the Navy base. They were urging ICE to end operations in Illinois. Protesters were denouncing what they say are intimidation tactics by federal officials. Homeland Security says their enforcement actions in the Chicago region focus on public safety and law enforcement priorities. It's reported over 500 people have been arrested so far as part of the effort. What you see going up now in Mount Pleasant is called Fairwater. That's what they're calling the first phase of the Microsoft project. The second phase, announced last week, will result in the most powerful AI data center in the world operating in Racine County. Job numbers are tough to keep track of. Some estimates include construction, some just long-term jobs. The company says that by early next year, the data center will create about 500 full-time jobs. That's expected to grow to 800 once a second campus is completed. There are still plans for Microsoft to build a data center in Kenosha County. Earlier this year, the company bought 240 acres at I-94 and 142. And single-game playoff tickets go on sale tomorrow morning. After clinching the NL Central Division yesterday, the Brewers are guaranteed to play in the division series starting October 4th. Division title merch went up for sale yesterday online and at the team store. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Customers throughout southeastern Wisconsin are excited about Building Waters' incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special.
Hey, wait a minute. I still have a warehouse full of air conditioners that gotta go to make room for the 2026 model furnaces. Call us today for substantial end-of-season savings on all AC models.
Call Building Waters,
at 262-989-1001. That's 262-989-1001.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Might want to pack along the umbrella just in case, as there is a chance of an isolated shower or a thunderstorm this afternoon. Otherwise, a mix of clouds and sun with highs in the mid-70s. A few showers and thunderstorms around tonight, a mild night with low temps in the lower 60s. The current temperature, 67 degrees.
News Timeless Hits WRJN. If you missed the Civic Media Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest keyword for this hour, it was and remains coin, C-O-I-N. Text that to us and you can win.
Summer rain taps at my window, west wind soft as a sweet dream, my love warm as the sunshine, sitting here by me. She's here by me. She stepped out of a rainbow, golden hair shining like moon glow, warm lips soft as a soul, sitting here by me, yeah.
Just let tomorrow be now. Let tomorrow be. She wants to live in the Rockies. She says that's where we'll find peace. Settle down and raise up a family to call on, yeah. We'll have a home. All summer long we spent grooving in the sand. Everybody kept on playing Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
Since the number one, no is the saddest experience you'll ever know. Yes, it's the saddest experience you'll ever know. No good anymore since you went away. Now I spend my time just making rhymes of yesterday.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN. I'm Dan Marcus. Okay, I've given you the Civic Media Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest keyword for this hour a couple of times now. If you haven't already, download the Civic Media app because it simplifies everything. Open up the Civic Media app once you've downloaded it, and then press your favorite station, which is obviously WRJN, and then towards the bottom of the page there, you'll see where it says text, and that's how you do it. Real easy. Trying to make it as easy as possible for you to win green and gold. Green, $200 cash. That's and jewelry. That's the gold parts. And a daily winner. There's always a winner every day. So somebody always wins. It's not like, oh, they didn't push the button right or something. Nope. Winner every day. And then everybody who enters for the entire length of the contest qualifies for those tickets to see the green and gold play the purple people from Minnesota. And let's just leave it anonymous like that, shall we? And good luck from WRJN.
It's game time with WRJN Big Deals. Score big with discounted gift certificates from your local favorites. Mahoffers on Main, X-Golf Kenosha, The New Cafe. Don't miss the action. The Big Deal of the Day drops twice a week. And keep listening to WRJN for details on our brand new flash sales. Go to WRJN.com. Click the Big Deals banner and get in on the savings game with WRJN Big Deals.
This is some of the best riding weather of the season, but pay attention and be careful out there because unfortunately there have been a lot of unnecessary motorcycle accidents lately. And if you should ever be the unfortunate victim of any kind of accident, call a Hog Lawyer immediately at 888-999-6644. He's the lawyer who rides, and with over 45 years of road-tested experience, he's definitely the guy you want on your side to protect your rights. Call him today or visit him online at hoglawyer.com.
You want something fresh? How about signature subs and chef salads from Lee's Deli? Just the way you like them. At Elite Mini Market, Taylor Mart, Kinsey Corner, and now inside Workforce Development, 1717 Taylor Avenue. Or swing by the shop on Washington for even more mouthwatering options, like giant party subs perfect for your next luncheon or tailgate. Ordering's easy with the Lee's Deli mobile app. More reward points mean more perks. Lee's Deli, for over 50 years serving Racine one meal at a time.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns. It's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Let's open up the vault door. And we're in for another Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget, a song that hasn't been on the radio for a while. And this one comes from Three Dog Night. The song was written by Dave Loggins, who you know best as the guy who sang the song Please Come to Boston. Yeah, that Dave Loggins. This song is one of the few songs, one of only two Three Dog Night songs that has only one dog on it. Corey Wells and Danny Hutton and Chuck Negron were all recording an album in London, and for whatever reason, Danny and Corey had to return to the States. Business, something. And that left just Chuck Negron to sing on this song. He's the only voice from Three Dog Night that you hear on this song. But it made number 19 on the charts, keeping their top 20 sequence record in that they had something like 16 consecutive songs hit the top 20, and this was one of them, settling it at number 19. It's Pieces of April from the Seven Separate Fools album. This morning's Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget on WRJN.
April gave us springtime and the promise of the flowers. Living a
got pieces of April. I keep them in a memory bouquet. I've got pieces of April. It's a morning in May. We stood on the crest of beneath an oak of blossom green, feeling as I did in April, not really knowing what it means. But it must be then that I stand beside me now to make me feel this way. Just as I did in April, but it's a morning in May. I've got pieces of April. I keep them in a memory bouquet. I've got pieces of April, but it's a morning in May. I've got pieces of April. I keep them in a memory bouquet. Pieces of April. It's a morning in May. It's a morning. It's a morning in May. Just a morning. Just a morning. Just a morning.
Voices were or are on that song besides Chuck Negron, but I can't. Could be the songwriter Dave Loggins harmonizing, could be Chuck double tracked the couple passages of that song. But there you go, Three Dog Night, Pieces of April, the Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget for this morning on WRJN. Got a very appropriate song coming up at 1:45-ish, the next Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget on WRJN.
Through the mirror of my mind, time after time, I see a reflection of you and me.
that's lost from the hurt that you have caused. Everywhere I turn, seems like everything I see reflects the love that used to be.
Go for the green and gold text to win contest coming shortly after 11 o'clock here on WRJN.
Celia, you're breaking my heart. You're shaking my confidence daily. Oh, Celia, I'm down on my knees. I'm begging you, please, to come on. Celia, you're breaking my heart. You're shaking my confidence daily. Oh, Celia, I'm down on my knees. I'm begging you, please, to come on. Making love in the afternoon. Celia, you're up in my bedroom. Making love by the lovely one's my face. When I go back to bed, someone's taking my place. Celia, you're breaking my heart. You're shaking my confidence, baby. Oh, Celia, I'm down on my knees. I'm begging you, please, to come home. Come on home. Oh, 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 oh,
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The Trump administration is set to make an announcement today, reportedly linking autism to women who take Tylenol while they're pregnant. CBS News medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder says studies refute that claim.
The most recent BEST study was conducted among 2.5 million kids in Sweden. And the advantage of that particular study was that they looked at siblings, which allowed them to factor out some of the genetic risk factors and so on. And they did not find an association between taking Tylenol in pregnancy and a child having autism.
The Washington Post reports Health Secretary Kennedy hopes to fast-track approval of a form of vitamin B9, a folate, as the first potential autism treatment. FBI and Justice Department officials confirm they've shut down an investigation into border czar Tom Holman after a Post report he was caught on tape accepting a bag filled with $50,000 in cash from an undercover FBI agent at the end of the Biden administration. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
The White House called the investigation blatantly political, and they denied the Trump administration leaned on the Justice Department.